Now she felt like an interloper in her own home. The life that she had always envisioned for herself was slipping away, and she was scared that she would be miserable for the remainder of her days. A knock came at the door. "Enter," Esther said. The door opened and her young, freckle-faced lady's maid stepped into the room. "Lady Mather is requesting your presence in the drawing room," Anne announced. With dread in her voice, she asked, "Is he here?" She couldn't bring herself to say anything more. She didn't want to say anything more. Anne winced slightly. "I'm afraid so," she replied. "His lordship arrived a short time ago and has been conversing with your stepmother." Esther turned her attention back to the window. As far as she was concerned, she had two options. She could do what was expected of her, just as she always did, and meet with the Marquess of Worley. Or she could climb out the window. She sighed. Even if she managed to climb down the wall without seriously injuring herself, where would she go? Anne spoke up, drawing back her attention. "If I may, my lady, running away won't solve your problems," she counselled. Had she been so transparent in her thoughts that her lady's maid had seen right through her? "No, you are most assuredly correct," Esther responded. Anne probably thought that she was being ridiculous. She was about to be presented to a marquess and receive an offer of marriage. But she wanted more out of her life than an arranged marriage. She wanted what her parents had. Love. Esther knew that she had tarried long enough. She wasn't brave enough to run away, leaving her with only one choice. She would go down and speak to Lord Worley. With any luck, he would find her dull and withdraw his suit. "It will be all right," Anne encouraged. "I don't see how," Esther said as she approached the door. "I am leaving one gilded cage for another." Anne went to open the door. "Don't despair. Things have a way of working themselves out for the best." Esther gave Anne a weak smile, knowing she was trying her best to be encouraging. "Thank you for what you are attempting to do, but life isn't always fair. I must change what I am able and accept what I can't." As she walked down the corridor towards the stairs, Esther's legs felt like they were made of lead, and every step seemed to take a considerable amount of effort. Most people would consider her fortunate for snagging a marquess, but she would have rather secured a love match. Her blonde-haired stepmother stepped out of the drawing room and watched her descend the stairs with a look of annoyance on her sharp features. She had once been close to Susanna, but that had all changed when she had married Esther's father. Now the distance between them seemed to grow with every passing interaction, making her wonder if she had perhaps imagined their childhood bond. Susanna placed a hand on her increasing stomach and waited for Esther to come to a stop in front of her. "Lord Worley does not like to be kept waiting for anyone," she chided. "You would be wise to remember that." Susanna didn't give her stepdaughter an opportunity to speak before she continued. "Speak loudly and concisely when addressing the Marquess. It is imperative that you make a good first impression." "And if I don't?" Susanna